We're currently standing in the longest queue I've ever seen, let alone stood in. Luckily, it's moving very fast. It's filing in, what is it, single? No, not exactly single file. Only about two or three abreast. Into the mausoleum, which is way, way to our left here, in which lies the body of Mao Zedong. I didn't even know before we went here that the body of Mao Zedong was actually lying visible in state. That's what we're about to go and see. This is the middle of in the middle of Beijing, and the square is called Tiananmen Square. And we're being harangued by people in megaphones who are going up and down the line shouting at people to do things that we're not in a position to explain because we don't speak Chinese. But Tiananmen Square is a huge square. Right in the middle of Beijing. We came here last night, in fact, and we were quite astounded by it because it's it was a very, very festive place at night. You felt that here was somewhere that people sort of came and just sort of milled around for the evening, and it was a great deal more pleasant than the equivalent in London, say Trafalgar Square would be. And in fact, you could fit Trafalgar Square just into the hole in the middle of this queue, which is going around three sides of a square, and that's just one small part of the whole of Tiananmen Square. But last night here, there were families milling around, and it was just generally a sort of social, seemed to be sort of a major sort of social venue. We gather there's not a great deal else to do in Beijing at night, other than come around and hang around in Tiananmen Square and be seen.